So there's this thing happening, right? And no, it's not another wellness festival where you sit in a field drinking beetroot tea out of a jam jar. This one's actually gas. It's the Paddy Power Comedy Festival, back in the Ivy Gardens from July 24th to 27th.
It's basically 4 days of comedians giving their best stuff in Dublin's most fancy park. You've got Tommy Tiernan, Deirdre O'Kane, Jason Bourne, Emma Doran, and the young hot guys. But not us, because we're on Line Comedians. And a load of other class acts. And there's always some lad in a shorts getting roasted for bringing his ma. Happens every year. Nothing wrong with it though. Bring your ma if you want.
But the festival's not just the shows. This year they've got Paddy's Patio, which sounds like a fake pub in a sitcom, but it's real. With games, prizes, bars, food, stalls, deadly atmosphere, the whole shebang.
And apparently they're promising full-blown Irish sunshine. Yeah, yeah, right. Probably like a bit of luck anyway.
So yeah, grab your mates, your waterproofs and your appetite for slagging. ppcomedyfestival.com is where the tickets are. They're going fast, so get them.
Over 18s only. Gamblingcare.ie. Please gamble responsibly. Go Loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
212. I was in 212 on the up down. So are you. Who do you think? Because 212, episode 212. Oh, and I missed 180, so I ain't missing this.
How could you?
Especially for the occasion that's in it. Of why she's relevant.
What the one do with the 212? How does no one know the words
up
last
time? With the 212, I'm the uptown.
212.
Who are you?
Fucking chillin'.
I was a banger back in the day. Remember being the shilling listening to that when it first came out. It was like, oh, meet me. Yeah.
You want to meet me in the 212?
Is this episode 212?
Yeah.
On the uptown. Who are you?
Yep.
Yeah, if you like. That's up to you. Where it goes from here, that is on you, my friend.
Here, do you know what I got before I came in? And what? I had it here before you just got here.
Coffee.
Got a wrap.
Okay.
And I don't do that normally.
I'm hoping there's more to this story, Darren. I'm really hoping there's more to the story of you getting a wrap.
Well, I was in the line, okay. And I told this chap I'd give him a shout out.
Okay.
He was working around the corner and he seen me and he just like whispered in my ear and he's like, is that gay, is it? And I went, Jesus Christ. My wrap went all over the place. No, I didn't get the wrap yet. And I was chatting to him and I was like, are you working? And he's like, yeah, walk around the corner there. I was like, what do you do? And he was like, cladding.
Cladding?
And me being me, and you being you probably don't know what cladding is. No, I didn't either. And I was like, what's cladding? And he just started laughing in my face. He's just like, you don't know what cladding is? I still don't know what it is.
Is it putting tiles on roofs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Something like that. But like, I Googled it, and it's like panels on roofs and, you know them, like, that sort of thing.
Ah, yeah.
Like metal.
Yeah, like a facade on something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was having a good laugh with him. He was saying that he does the cladding. And I was like, the cladding fella. I was like, do you run your, is it your business? He's like, yeah. And I was like, you're doing an ad? The cladding fella.
Are you doing an ad with him?
No.
Is this an ad?
It is,
he said, I'll pay for your rap if you give us a shout out on the podcast.
Well, I didn't specifically ask him what the name of his company was. He just said he did the cladding. I just thought cladding was a funny word.
It's a funny word. Aladdin's.
Imagine explaining cladding. Explain to someone like, what do you do, man? Cladding. The fuck is that? Am I supposed to? What?
It's like just a normal. It's just a job.
It's cladding, isn't it?
It's like painting and decorating.
Oh, but like, you know what that is, because like painting and decorating, but like cladding. I do cladding. Are I? What? Dear, what is that all about?
It's so sweet that you didn't know it.
He was shocked. He was absolutely shocked, and I was like, should I have known that? Like. But you didn't need it there for a second.
I did have to think about it. I did have, like, but I don't think I would have said, what's that? I feel like I would have felt.
Just went, oh, yeah. Yeah. I just wanted to say, what's that?
Yeah.
It's that poor chap's probably doing that 30 years or something.
Yeah.
And then every day, like 5 days a week or whatever. And then he bumps into me in the queue for a fucking roll or a rap or whatever. And I ask him what he does. He's a cladding. And then I just respond saying, what's that?
Should have said any jobs.
Any jobs.
You get one.
Doing cladding.
There's desperate need out there for builders and for tradespeople. Desperate need.
Is there?
Yeah, I think.
Is there on?
Yes.
Where did you hear that?
You know we're in the middle of a housing crisis.
Yeah, but they're not building them.
Yeah, that's because that's the crisis.
Because there's none. No tradespeople.
Not enough people to build them.
It's a contributing factor. It's not the biggest factor, but it's part of it, yeah. But just generally, I think, yeah, there's...
So there's a shortage.
Very hard to
brickies.
Get someone. Yeah.
The government promised 45,000 houses this year.
Many have they given us?
6,000. And we're halfway through the year.
Jesus. No, Jesus is like Jesus.
More than halfway through, are we? And then we're coming into the winter, and winter is a hard time to be out building houses.
I couldn't be doing it.
Let me tell you that, for nothing.
And you know, from experience building gaffs and all.
I'll tell you. But yeah, so if you want to get into the cladding industry, do you know what's a good industry to get into?
Cladding.
Thatching. Thatching. Do you know what thatching is?
Joining things together. A joiner, is it?
No. That's a joiner. Thatching is, you know, the thatch roofs that are made with hay. You know, like the old cottages that have roofs and they're made with hay.
Yeah, yeah.
There's only like a handful of people that do that, and you have to be qualified to do this, and you can make a shitload of money.
I feel like it just blow away though.
On a thatch roof, they're actually really strong and sturdy and keep the rain out and keep the heat in and all. They're actually very, very good roofs, but they're very old fashioned. Obviously, you're not going to stick it on.
Just on cottages, you see them.
Yeah. Yeah. But they need to be maintained. You need to give them like haircuts regularly. You need to.
You do, like, because they kind of grow and shit.
Yeah, give them fades and that, like.
That's something I couldn't do. That's an industry that you could be into. Make some bank. Cladding and thatching and masseusing.
Masseusing. The massaging people. I wouldn't mind doing that. That's an easy job.
Well, I wouldn't think so.
Could fucking rub someone's back for an hour. Talk to them about shit.
Or else talk to them. Imagine your masseuse.
I got a massage before, and yeah, I was just fucking burning the ears off your one.
You were?
Yeah.
She was probably like, shut the fuck up. Like,
fucking hell. I was talking to her about getting married and everything, and because it was in the venue like where we were getting married. Like, we went like 2 years ago and got like a, it's the first and last time I ever got one. It's a bit pointless, like. It's all a bit pointless, isn't it?
Massaging?
Yeah.
It's nice. Feels nice, no?
I always ask Amy for a massage. She never gives them to me. She doesn't. Ever.
When you say you always ask her.
Like at least twice a day. And I'd massage her feet and all, like.
Oh, man, don't. You have to stop then. You have to put the foot down.
Yeah.
Literally and metaphorically.
She just throws her leg on me and just goes, will you rub me leg? Will you rub me leg? Oh, it's a hard day at work. And I'm like, fuck's sake.
I'm
like, yeah, well, it's just scratch me back for 5 minutes then afterwards.
The good thing about you having a podcast with Amy now is that everyone knows what Amy sounds like, but you still do an impression of her like she's a 90-year-old smoker.
Like, oh, will you give me a blade massage? Will you give me the rub?
Oh, stop.
Amy, I'm not fucking rubbing you, like, sake of money to get in, like.
So, she wouldn't give you a massage then, no?
Never.
Do you like, would you like a massage?
I don't really like the idea of getting a massage off a stranger.
Yeah.
Because I got that, as I said, I got that before and I didn't like that. It's a bit odd, like, not when you really think deep about it and you're just, like, on your fucking stomach with your head stuck into this fucking yoke.
It is uncomfortable sometimes.
It's weird, isn't it? When you think of it.
Yeah, I suppose so, yeah.
Like, think of it.
I'm thinking of it.
Like rubbing your back and massaging your earlobes and all. I don't know if they're supposed to massage your earlobes though. They did to me.
You went
pulling at them and all.
You went for a full body massage.
Full as in full? Or
what? What's full as in full?
Like everything. Well, I didn't get one of them. I got like a back massage and like
an earlobes. Can I get the back and earlobes, oh, please?
The earlobes isn't bad though. Not bad that.
I'm holding a lot of tension in my earlobes.
Just fucking.
Did they rub your earlobes?
Just rub me, yeah, yeah, with like some baby oil. At one point, I feel like a baby finger slipped into my ear. Again, oh, I think they just were giving me wet willies.
Oh, I went to get a massage when I was in Salou once, and I went really far out because I researched somebody. You know, I have a thing in my chest where I have a swelling in between my rib cages. It's called costochondritis. So, like, could you hear that? No.
Is it like it feels like it's gonna like break?
It cracks.
And you move it out, like.
Yeah, yeah. It fucking cracks, but I have to do it all the time because otherwise it just kind of gets tense and sore. Anyway, they say it's because you don't have a straight back. So I went to kind of get like a real fucking deep tissue massage, and she had a pole on the ceiling and she was walking on me back, and she got the cups as well. You know, the cups where they suck up the...
Pull me into that now.
But
you left all them bleeding...
marks on me back.
Yeah. Like an MMA fighter.
Yeah. Oh, it was fucking deadly though. It's great.
Did it work for you?
Yeah, it was good. It was really, really fucking good. And then I went back and she was gone. She was English. So she was only there for a little bit. But I could have stayed there all day, having her walking on me, doing the moonwalk on me back.
Getting walked all over, yeah.
Leading river dance on me back.
That's Fair City, isn't it?
Michael Flatley. Get on me back. I went to a chiropractor before. Did you ever go to a chiropractor? That's mad. Did you ever go to a chiropractor?
Is that when you talk about your problems?
No.
I'm only messing.
You can if you want. But he strapped me to a bed and then like hung me upside down by my feet.
Okay, that's fucked up.
To kind of stretch out it's holistic. I don't think there's any scientific
evidence. Oh, is that where he cracked your back and all?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'd love to do that.
And he went like this at one point, and he put me up against the wall and held me, crossed my arms across my chest and holding my shoulders in a crisscross. And he grabbed my elbows and he just went, and my whole back just went, and I was like, what the fuck is that happening to me?
Take your breath away.
Yeah. I thought it was mad, man.
Did you feel sore after it?
I felt weird. I felt like if I turned the wrong way, my back could break.
I imagine that you'd feel like you could fit through a letterbox after it.
Yeah.
Where you just like slide into a letterbox.
Like jelly. Like you made jelly, jelly.
Like fucking had a film reference there, but it's gone.
Fantastic Four.
Elastic Man.
He's just staring into space.
I'm just trying to think. Just trying to think. I'd like to get that done. I've seen some TikToks of chiropractors for dogs.
Jesus.
And they crack dogs' necks and their back and their little tail.
Crack that tail?
Yeah, there's bones in that tail. Is that? They go like that. Whip!
Do they?
Yeah.
And they crack them?
Crack the tail out of them.
Do you think they're real or they just put in the sounds after?
Never thought about that. I'd say after.
Do you think so? Yeah.
I think all chiropractors on TikTok who have over 1 million followers are putting sound effects on it.
Oh, you should do that, man.
Do you think?
Put some sound effects in?
Cracking sound effects.
Yeah, sure.
Doesn't matter. What are we even talking about?
So you're blue, but I can't take a chance on a chick like you.
I have an email.
An email for the main?
I wanted to keep it for the main.
Here we go.
Shit.
Who remembers Glenn?
Glenn.
Joe and Glenn had a bit of a...
Oh, the bus man?
Yeah. Glenn the bus driver. Do you remember your whole thing about let's get rid of the buses?
Replace them with taxis.
And then it'll stop traffic.
Glenn came for you and then he enlisted the help of all his bus driver colleagues.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So, Joe, are we on the bus the weekend?
That's Glenn. Glenn. What the fuck? That's Glenn.
Was he talking to you?
Yeah, well, I have a story about Glenn as well. So let's see what he has to say about me. Go on, Glenn. Let's have you.
Merrion Square,
yeah.
Okay.
Funtropolis, and I was getting a bus back.
Glenn's story checks out.
Funtropolis.
So, Glenn writes, well, the day has finally come.
Shit.
As I came around Merrion Square, who's there waiting for my bus? Old Joe with the family. Joe definitely surprised me. He got on the bus and after a quick joke about his disdain from buses, I informed him we wouldn't be going to where he wanted because of diversions.
which is a load of bollocks. But we'll, let's not go there yet.
No complaints from Joe.
Until
the first surprise.
Podcast.
Yeah. We got stuck in mental traffic and a 5-minute drive took us nearly an hour. Again, Joe sat down the back like a good man. Silent. And he says, silent-ish. I did hear him say tomorrow there'd be quicker walking. But to be fair, he wasn't wrong. That was the second surprise. But then the one that nearly killed me, Joseph McGuckin, said thank you as he got off.
Common courtesy to thank the bus driver.
Yes, that's right. Joe McGuckin said thank you to the bus driver. Then he adds, mind you, when he got off, they crossed the road in front of the bus, and as they crossed, one of his kids did call me a loser by putting a nail on his forehead. That's hardly Joe's fault.
No way.
Did he fuck?
I don't feel like all kids would do that.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they did. I don't know.
They must have been learning that off someone.
I don't know what's going on behind me back. Right. So that was a lot. Okay. So I did say thank you to him. But there's a reason why I said thank you to him. Okay. So I got this bus and they said that there was a diversion. I was going to Drumcondra. And because the match was on, Donegal were playing Meath or something like that, they weren't going to go up Drumcondra because normally they go up Drumcondra, then on to Ballymun. So instead, they went around Drumcondra and up Phibsborough and into Ballymun, which meant I had a big, long fucking... we had to figure out how to get from Phibsborough down to Drumcondra because none of the buses were going there because they're useless and Dublin bus is shite and they can't pull a bleeding timetable together. So your man had explained this to me. I says, right, okay. And then when we were... So I ended up fucking walking down from Phibsborough down to Drumcondra with four exhausted kids.
Four?
After a day in the Funtropolis because I was with Maura's sister and her two kids as well.
Funtropolis is a...
Marion Square had like a festival on, a kids' family festival. Okay. Where they have face painting and all that shit. And then on the bus, Glenn, the legend.
Did he introduce himself as Glenn that sends in questions?
No.
Okay.
But he said that he loves me stuff. And I was like, oh, thanks very much. So felt like I had to be courteous then. You know, you can't be a dickhead once they acknowledge that they recognise you because you know they're going to...
You can though.
I mean, it was a bit...
You should just... Be yourself, man. Don't.
I wouldn't have said thank you. I wouldn't have said thank you, only we were at Phibsborough and my kids were exhausted and they were sleeping on me. I had two of the boys were sleeping on me and it was roasting. The bus was sweating and he pulls up to Phibsborough shopping centre and he let people off. But there was about 100 green and yellow jerseys, colchis, trying to get onto the bus. And then Glenn says, no, we're not taking anybody, sorry. And they all went, oh, what the fuck? And he closed the doors and took off. And I was like,
bliss.
My hero, Glenn. My hero. And then, like, we got off a few stops later. Because if they had got on, that would have been...
Game over.
Hell. It would have been fucking hell.
Like sardines.
He should have let them on, really, by the letter of the law, so...
But was there too many of them to come on? Like, if there were all loads of them, like, they would have packed out the bus, like...
They would have packed out the bus, yeah.
Aren't you not supposed to have people standing, though?
Oh, no, you can have people standing, but a certain amount of people standing.
Oh, I don't think you allowed people to stand at all.
So,
that's what the rails are for, no? Standing.
They shouldn't have diverted. They shouldn't have diverted. Like, it's pointless. Why
think you should have went through the chaos?
It was chaos anyway. We were in the fight. It should have taken a 5-minute drive. It took like fucking 35 minutes.
So you're right about the taxis then?
100%. Absolutely. Would have been better getting a taxi.
Was it one of them conversations, you know... Now, like, you know a bus driver, or like, in every instance, sometimes a bus driver might know you from the podcast or something, or blah, blah, blah. And you just stand behind the white line and just chat to them. Did you ever get that?
No.
Happened to me once or twice. And you just stand for the whole journey just talking. That's just so awkward.
Really?
I'm just afraid to say, I'm just going to sit down now. In case they hate me.
That's so interesting.
Yeah. I was just wondering, like, as I said that, because I was just wondering, like, did you... I was surprised he didn't mention who he was, like, and because we'd known him from...
Yeah, yeah. He made a joke, he made a reference. He was like, oh, you're going to say thank you? And I was like, oh, me bollocks, no.
Yeah.
I'll be getting off the middle door.
Going to Hoppable. Omar's going to the Hoppable.
That's so funny that was Glenn. That's mad.
Yeah. I'd say he was just delighted. Saw you in the distance, like, this is it. The day has come.
He already planned out the question he was going to send down. While he was looking through his mirror at you.
Mm.
Giving
him. Probably sent it from the bus.
I have a sneaky feeling now that there wasn't a diversion. He was just being a dickhead. That's what I'm thinking. He done it on purpose. He was like, I'm just going to bring him to Fibs, bro.
I reckon. Yeah, I mean, that wouldn't be true.
They'd be on the intercom to him saying, where do you want
the? They actually were. I could hear them on the intercom saying, oh, was the diversion is still in place, so we're going to wait for another hour before we go back to the normal route. What's the point in having a bus service?
What's the point in having buses?
On that point, can the GAA not put their fucking matches on in the evenings?
Yeah.
It would make so much more sense if they were on the evenings and they're not clashing with festivals and gay pride parade was going on through town and everything.
Too much on. Too much on.
Parliament Street had just shut down, so they had a festival, a street festival on that as well. It was mental. Town was mental. Mental. Crap. How can you not get from Phibsborough to Drumcondra on a bleeding bus?
That's a fucking on foot job though, no? I know it's difficult with kids, but like...
That's a half an hour walk.
You'd do it though if it was really busy, like on the bus and that. I'd do it. I'd be like, oh, I'm just going to walk. Again, probably not with kids though.
Shouldn't be.
And the heat as well, I suppose, be difficult.
Fair play.
Stop off the Bernard Shaw.
If the GAA put their matches on in the evening, they wouldn't clash with all of this.
Mm.
Like, if you're going to go to Oasis, after Oasis, the traffic won't be bad because it's not clashing with all of the daytime traffic.
Yeah.
Weekend traffic. All right. Stop giving out.
And daytime.
Other listener feedback I've received on you, Joe.
Oh, shit.
I was at the Shells match on Wednesday up in Belfast. A regular listener, Kev, stopped me and said, listen, I've heard a lot from John McGuckin, right? Put up with a lot over the years. But the bean juice, he said, I had to pull the car over and that was almost it for me.
That was the line?
Not in life, with Stoller. I think he... You're flirting with the line there with stuff like that. Just so you know.
Okay. Ketchup and bean juice is the same for anyone that didn't know.
Ketchup. Yeah, Joe's claimed that bean juice is ketchup.
Diluted ketchup. But yeah, same thing, same ingredients. It's the same thing. Sorry.
So there's this thing happening, right? And no, it's not another wellness festival where you sit in a field drinking beetroot tea out of a jam jar. This one's actually gas. It's the Paddy Power Comedy Festival. Back in the Ivy Gardens from July 24th to 27th.
It's basically 4 days of comedians giving their best stuff in Dublin's most fancy park. You've got Tommy Tiernan, Deirdre O'Kane, Jason Bourne, Emma Doran and the Young Hot Guys. But not us, because we're online comedians. And a load of other class acts. And there's always some lad in his shorts getting roasted for bringing his ma. Happens every year. Nothing wrong with it though. Bring your ma if you want.
But the festival's not just the shows. This year they've got Paddy's Patio, which sounds like a fake pub in a sitcom, but it's real. With games, prizes, bars, food, stalls, deadly atmosphere, the whole shebang.
And apparently they're promising full-blown Irish sunshine. Yeah, right. Probably like a bit of luck anyway.
So yeah, grab your mates, your waterproofs and your appetite for slagging. ppcomedyfestival.com is where the tickets are. They're going fast, so get them.
Over 18s only. Gamblingcare.ie. Please gamble responsibly.
Joe, a few weeks ago you mentioned a story you had related to my family.
Correct.
We didn't include it in any episode, but...
Your father in particular?
Exactly, yeah. Maybe you just tell us again. Tell the people so I can respond.
Moira was telling me
uh-huh.
that your dad was at the box office and you would put tickets at our live show on Vicar Street.
At the Stalit live show on Vicar Street.
Yeah. That you would put tickets... at the box office for him and his family, maybe a couple.
I'll let you carry on.
Two tickets.
His family, not yours.
And Moira was behind him, and Moira heard him kicking up a stink. He was saying, I'm Owen's dad. Do you not know who I am? My son runs Go Loud. Yeah. Let me in.
He was roaring like.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to exaggerate this.
I could hear him from behind the stage.
The first time I heard this story, it wasn't quite so pejorative.
My son is Go Loud.
And then he went back into the box office and he continued giving out. And Moira was there behind him. And Moira, there was no tickets for him. And Moira was like, here, I'll give you my tickets. Because Moira had a few tickets for me and for family members and friends and stuff like that. So Moira gave Yorda, Moira said, will you calm the fuck down, you mad bastard.
Who is this man?
And said, here's tickets. And then he said, give me them. And he snatched them out.
He said, give me them yolks now. And snapped them out of my hand like a good thing.
And Maura said, please leave me alone. And Maura's like, she... Stop. Okay, right. Oh, she did. She gave him two tickets.
No, I'm fine. I'm letting you go.
She gave him two tickets.
It's all anyway. All this of violence and extreme aggression. This is untrue.
It's just look. It's
this
just
is John
us,
McGuckin's.
It's just us looking for
imagination
angle to the just, story.
I'm embellishing it a little.
See now, people, like, if you told it the way you told it originally, it sounded a lot more plausible. Like, it sounds like you're just completely making
okay,
it
right.
up now.
So your dad was having trouble at the box office.
Someone
the tickets
claiming to be carry on.
Oh, oh wow,
carry on.
Yeah, no, we're getting carry somewhere on. Now. Yeah, I knew your dad wouldn't do that. Yeah,
hell. This is. Your dad was.
So there was a man saying, I am Owen's dad.
Yes.
He runs Go Loud.
Yeah, yeah.
My tickets should be here. Why aren't
he
they?
He specifically said that you are the Go Loud glue.
And that's then, and when offered dad, four.
Before he threw the ashtray.
He said, but I need five. Is that true?
Oh, is that what I don't
know? You told me that before.
Did I?
You're tripping up over your own lies here.
See, Maura told me it. Maura would be better at recounting the story. But
that's what you told me the first time, that she gave him four. And he said, but I need five. She said, well,
that
I
is
only
true.
Four.
But it might, oh, not okay. be, it might not have been five. Could have been four.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Correct.
Now, are you done?
And then she gave him them. And then do you want me to... Like, then Maura went out and the people that didn't have the tickets that she gave away her tickets for
yeah.
couldn't get in. So then she ended up just licking her hands with a stamp and just rubbing her hand on other people's hands to let them in. And then you're... The man
claiming rubbing hands.
The man claiming to be your dad then was in the front row and heckling us the whole time. No, that part's not true.
Why were the seats for?
I don't know. Probably up the back somewhere, because that's where you...
No.
That's where the...
Right, tell us.
Joe told me this before, right? And it was going to be in the episode, but I thought I'm gonna do some digging on this, so we'll cut it out of that episode. Asked around. I mean, my first instinct was when he said the four and five thing, I said, no. That definitely sounds out of character. Someone giving him four tickets to help him out and turn around saying, I need five. Also, he didn't need five. He was in a group of four. But anyway, besides all that, every time we do a live show, I take my batch of tickets, I give them to my wife, and she meets people somewhere nearby beforehand. So say there's 10 of them going, whether it's my friends, her friends, my parents, whoever it is, they all know, you go and get your tickets there. And I was going, I've never left them at the box office. So I asked her, she said, nope, absolutely not. She went back to her WhatsApps, the date of that show. And there's a text from her to my mom that day saying, I'll meet you at the pub with tickets. Then I asked my dad and he's like, no. If that happened, it's just left my memory and I absolutely got the tickets in the pub beforehand. Which means, presuming what Joe is telling us is true, somebody must have gone up and pretended to be my dad to try and get tickets and then taken four of your tickets.
Wow.
You were swindled, my friend.
Was that someone close to us or just a randomer?
Oh, we thought it was his dad.
But apart from his dad, because we know it's not him now.
Well, then we don't know who it is.
It could be anyone. It could be anybody.
Yeah. That's a clever ploy though, isn't it? Isn't not it? I'm Darren or Joe's dad, or, you know.
Well, they couldn't do it for me because I don't know me dad.
So they wouldn't either.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know what I mean?
No,
yeah. That's the obvious one.
You had to throw me under the bus there with that one. Because you know my past.
But as in an obvious, like a scammer who was just chancing their arm might go, I'll pretend I'm the dad of one of the people on stage. But to pretend you're the producer's dad
is that's clever.
Crafty.
That's crafty.
That's
crafty.
That's fuck.
Yep. They deserve them tickets.
So yep.
Then to push your luck and say, I want five. I need five.
And so the whole time, this fella throwing all the stuff at the door, throwing ashtrays, wasn't your dad.
It seems it absolutely wasn't. No.
So it's okay that we said that about your dad because it wasn't him now?
Now that we have clarified it wasn't, yeah.
I'm loving angels instead.
I was with Robert Sheehan.
Tell us about it. Tell us all about it.
Want to talk about that?
Please do.
So he's coming on as a guest in the podcast. He did say he wants to come on and have the crack. So there's that much. And me and him are probably like best mates now.
Best mates.
Best mates. So
let's track back a little bit. We were at the talk. You were on stage at the Talking Bollocks show. I was there, met you afterwards. And this is the first I heard of it. But you whip your phone out. And what do you show me?
Like a chat log between me and Robert Sheehan.
Fucking Robert Sheehan.
But we had planned to do something around
ringing him while we were in here. Remember I was saying, like, I have a surprise for you. Remember you had a surprise for me and it was like something fucking stupid that I already knew. What was that again?
That you were already in a music video.
Yes. So we were going to ring him and like me and him were going to just act like mates casually. And then we wanted to get your reaction, but he wasn't available because he's a very busy man. But he only makes time for me. yeah, so that's that so far. What else? What else did you ask me there?
So you were texting him about making a comedy sketch with him.
Yeah, because you gave me the push. You were like, just text him. Do you remember?
Mm-hmm.
And I did, and I bit the bullet, and I texted him. Because I was still unsure whether you bumping into him and saying that he watched me vlogs was true. But then, like, obviously he followed me. So I was like, well, it has to be true. And just fucking, I was on the phone to him for like an hour.
Chatting to him on the phone?
Just chatting, like.
Jesus Christ, man.
And we were having the chats and blah, blah, blah. And he's just like bouncing ideas for fucking sketches and all to me. And you told me that he had like a history of sketches. Like there's sketches from years ago that he did.
Yeah.
I still haven't seen, like, so I was unaware that he was into that sort of thing. But he's mad for the sketches, man. He's mad for them.
Right.
So I was sending him a voice note, right? And I said, he wanted to do a sketch that involved a need the garden. I was like, hey, look, I don't have a garden and I can't use my man's garden because it's just like shite, like. And I was like, can you get somewhere? And he was like, yeah, so I'm after getting PJ Gallagher's gaff. So,
did you know any of this song?
No.
Okay, this is all new song.
So PJ, I was like, Jake Stevens, like, PJ, like, PJ Gallagher, camera, very successful, fucking idol of mine. That's happening then. So he's like, yeah, we're going to go to PJ Gallagher's cafe and we're going to make sketches. I was like, what?
What?
And then we went, like, and I was just in PJ Gallagher's cafe with like Robert Chain and PJ Gallagher just sitting there drinking my waddy.
When was this?
They were on the Smiddics.
They were on the Smiddics?
They had like a can of Smiddics.
When was this?
When was that? Friday?
Monday.
You didn't call me.
What you mean?
Yeah, I know.
So, you're friends with Robert Sheen. Not friends with Fontaines yet, but friends with Robert Sheen.
Thanks to John McGuckin.
Thanks to John McGuckin.
For the introduction.
Joe saves the day yet again.
Did he say anything about me?
No?
No. No, he did. He was like, he was telling me about when, because I wanted the backstory into how we knew was like.
Yeah, yeah.
And, he's saying that he bumped into you at Fastnet. He said, like, he was looking online for, like, comedy writers and stuff and just, like, that world, like, and he was just interested in it. And he said that, like, me and another couple kind of, like, tweaked his interest. He thought we were funny, like.
What couple?
And Killian Sunderman and stuff.
Oh.
And I just thought it was really random. But he's a lovely fella.
Is he, yeah?
Yeah. We're going to go for a few drinks with him. All of us. Me, you, Owen, Robert, all the boys.
Love to.
Would you?
Yeah. Let's go to PJ's local. If we go to PJ's local, yeah.
You're a big fan of PJ Gala. Like, he's in.
I know. And I said that to him. I like, literally when I was leaving, I was like, not to sound like soppy or mad or whatever, like, but I was like, you're genuinely like an inspiration of mine. Like, and it's really surreal for me to be in this moment with you, like, and just being in your gaff and all. Like, not this moment, I didn't say that. I was like, it's just a bit surreal that, like, I mean, yeah, Gaffin, we just done a sketch, like, do you know that way? So, because I grew up watching Naked Camera and I used to, like, just do Jake Stevens all the time, like, do you know that way? And I was a bit psychotic about it, like, you know, I was like, I love you, man. Did you see me tattoo, like? And it was just him with a newspaper on my chest.
He's like, get out of me, Gaff.
But it was. Do you know that way?
Mm-hmm.
And that'll never happen again.
Do you not think so?
Probably.
Or is it kind of out of your system? Is it one of them things, like,
Yeah, it's just... It happened very quick, like, do you know what I mean? Just like chatting on Instagram, like, and then I was just like in as the gaff, like, it was just like all in the course of a week. I was like, love to do something with them, like, do you know that way? The music industry, huh? Sign your name in blood there.
Have you ever heard of Loch Derg?
Rings a bell.
I was reminded of this because of the Coldplay concert and the CEO and the HR manager being caught on the Kiss cam.
Oh, yeah.
You know all about that? Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
And then he released like a fucking statement and everything. Be funny to read out the statement, but I won't. But it reminded me.
But I'll hold off on that one.
It reminded me of a story of somebody else caught cheating.
Yeah.
Do you know what Lough Derg is?
For some reason, I feel like it's an episode of Black Mirror. There's an episode of Black Mirror called Lough Derg.
No, it's a church off the, I think it's in the west coast of Ireland, but it's a church and people go on a pilgrimage there. And it's a silent retreat. You go to Lough Derg and you walk around in your bare feet. You walk around the grounds of the, it's like a castle. It's fucking gorgeous. You just get a picture up of it. Beautiful. And you don't talk for the weekend. And you don't sleep for 3 days.
Sounds
and you
like
stay
hell.
Silent. It's just supposed to be pure meditative. It's a pilgrimage. It's, you know, it's a Christian thing. It's a bit pagan. It's a little bit Christian. It's supposed to be therapeutic. It clears your energy and it does magic. Whatever. It's supposed to be nice. But it's a bit mad as well. All the DL ones go on their bus trips down. And anyway, there was a story that somebody told me about Lough Derg. A boss of this company and the HR manager, I think it was the HR manager, said that they were going down to Lough Derg to do this retreat.
This is just a random company?
It's a specific company, but do we need to go into the specifics?
No, I'm saying...
This was in the 80s as well. It's a long, long time ago.
Oh, off long you go, time my ago. Friend. Off you go.
And somebody else from the company was like, oh, you're going down to Lough Derg for the weekend? And they were like, yeah. And he goes, I'll go down, which is, I've never done that before. Like, I'd be interested to go down. And so they end up going down for this 3-day bleeding retreat. And it wasn't found out until months later that the boss and the HR manager were having an affair and they were using Lough Derg as a cover. They were going to just go to some hotel and cheat.
No way.
So they end up having to just follow through with this lie and do Lough Derg for fucking 3 days. And your man was clueless. He was like, oh yeah, go on, sure, I'll go, witches. He didn't have a clue that he was like toward wheeling it at this Christian retreat.
Oh, that's your story?
That's me. I think that's insane.
That's it?
No, yeah, they were caught fucking cheating.
It's relatable to what happened at Coldplay.
Usually your stories go on and on and on.
Oh, Jesus.
It's relatable to what happened at Coldplay though.
Yeah.
That's why I mentioned it.
But, relatable content.
Huh?
Relatable content. Your favourite.
Oh! Jesus.
I liked your wheelbarrow, Ed.
Oh, is it out?
Yeah.
I didn't even see it.
It's kind of similar to the rest. Just that's a wheelbarrow.
1 minute. What do you mean, wheelbarrows? What's a wheelbarrow?
There's a line in it that there's a line in it that I row.
Ooh. Okay. Paper.
And it's one of my favourite ones ever.
Ever?
Yeah.
Go on, let me
I'm like, it's nice and sturdy, them wheelbarrows. And I say, would it hold a bit of weight? He says, yeah. I go, hold me, would it? And he's like, yeah. They're built for wide loads. And I went, are you a fucking comedian as well?
Nice. Self-deprecation.
Yeah.
Like it.
It's all about self-deprecation. I'm going to keep doing them.
Ads?
Them ones like that. I'm doing them on purpose.
Fuck it.
Just
man, make that bread. Make that bread.
Taxes, man. It doesn't really add up in the end. I'm at a loss, to be honest. I'm going to keep going. I'll sell Anne.
I'm still enjoying the new direction.
What direction?
You know, hardware.
Yeah.
Beds.
You're including on my shit, man.
Yeah.
What they're taking, his gig. No, but I promote the specifics of the company like that. I don't know, all is Chadwick's, like, they own all their tools, is it? They're not. Do they have, like.
They own all their tools.
Do they set, like, does Chadwick's. Is all of their stuff Chadwick's products? Or is it all just, like, fucking.
No, they sell branded stuff. Like, okay. They sell, like, DeWalt and Snickers. Yeah. Should have done an ad for Snickers.
True that. And there's me thinking Chadwick's had trousers called Chadwick's workwear.
I think they have workwear clothes.
Do they?
Yeah, as well.
Just not as good as Snickers.
Just not as good as Snickers.
Nothing's as good as Snickers.
Can't be touching Snickers. Those sexy, sexy trousers.
They are hot.
They are hot.
They are fucking hot. What if I'd say?
Fucking sexy. Even an ugly person wearing Snickers turns into a sexy person.
And you proved that.
Yeah.
You proved that.
It was hard for me to act like an ugly person though.
I know.
Because I'm so sexy.
You've got such range.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Nice one.
I was actually so surprised that like you were ugly in it at the start.
Oh yeah?
Because it's a prosthetic. Was it prosthetics or?
It was like 6 hours in the makeup chair.
Yeah, yeah.
I was most impressed that Carrie Maddie and the other actress were able to act as though you were ugly.
I know. It
must have been hard for them.
That they could sell being repulsed by you was quite impressive.
Yeah, I actually had to get a stand in so when they looked that they were actually turned off, because when they were looking at me, you could see it, and they were getting giddy. They were like,
they're like, oh, God, McGuckin. Ooh, the McGuckster.
Hey, Job. Hey.
Jesus fucking Christ.
You just got someone to stand there that wasn't you to give that effect.
Yeah.
Just someone without Snickers trousers on, I suppose.
Just some ugly cunt. Because it would be too hard. How could you perform to my face like I'm not gorgeous?
It'd be hard to make eye contact with you, like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, someone really good looking, like, you can't really make eye contact with them.
You'd
like,
forget your lines.
That's why I look at the wall at home.
Why?
Because Amy, I can't look at her because she's too good looking.
Oh my God.
So I look at the wall.
Oh my God.
She's like, what's for dinner? I'm looking at the corn, the real cabbage and ham.
Cabbage and ham.
I don't even have cabbage and ham. Wouldn't even have it in the fridge or anything.
That'd be a good Joe name for you two, wouldn't it?
Cabbage and ham.
Ba-dum-bum-bam, ba-dum.
Stall it with cabbage and ham.
Like foil arm and hog.
That's the new intro music. Ba-da-ba-boom. Ba-da-ba cabbage and ham.
All right.
Stallish with cabbage and ham.
A Go Loud original podcast.
Proudly sponsored by Buckley's. Ooh, nice baritone. You have to be ham then.
I'm cabbage.
You okay? I can't be ham. I'm rasher. I'll be rasher.
No.
Oh, you're cabbage.
Oh, I want to be cabbage, Owen.
Who will you be?
I want to be salt.
Cabbage, cabbage, ham and gravy. Butter, yeah. Maybe butter.
Owen, you can be butter or gravy.
It's cabbage and ham.
And gravy.
All right, I've heard enough.
With some gravy on the side.
I'm going home.
Who wants to be... Can we ask someone outside if they want to be a Yorkshire pudding?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Do you like them?
Robert Sheen's going to be a Yorkshire pudding.
Yeah.
It's cabbage and ham with a special guest. Yorkshire pudding.
A Go Loud original. That's enough now. At what point does it just become fucking cringy? Where you just have to stop?
But you go through it and then it gets funny again.
I feel like it's getting a bit cringy.
Skidaboop, badaboop, badoop, bow. It's cabbage and ham.
Would you agree it's getting a bit cringy?
Welcome to the Sunday dinner with cabbage and ham.
I love a roasty.
Like Joe's whole career is just based on the theory that if you get through it, it'll get funny again.
It's true.
It just never does.
It's true.
Look, it's stolen.
Welcome to the Sunday there is a Sunday roast, isn't it? Can't even call it. Welcome to the Sunday dinner with cabbage and ham, live from the Yacht Club.
Wow.
Why
club? Are you changing the your voice, the podcast? All your names changed. You've changed everything.
It's
else
the there. Same content and everything, is it?
You've let the title drive everything else.
If he changes it, I'm changing the song.
See, it gets funnier. It gets funnier.
If he says to change the voice, I'm changing the song. Welcome to the Sunday dinner podcast.
The what?
He was totally against
it. Now he's like 100% back
on
board.
The Sunday roast podcast with cabbage and ham.
Okay, he's American now. He's American.
Special guest, Adam Sandler. So, Adam, how have you been? Shabaloo! Daboo! Cool.
That's been Adam Sandler. Okay.
Jibber, you shut up! Okay.
I like that your Adam Sandler is the 90s Adam Sandler.
Always.
Not go now.
What?
We go now.
Yeah, will we go get some cabbage and ham?
I'm off it.
You're off the cabbage.
Give us one last. Give us a theme song to get us out of here.
Jesus.
Go on, Darren.
Well, I start you off.
Yeah.
Start her off a lot. No, I thought it was a baby doobla.
I'm loving it.
So there's this thing happening, right? And no, it's not another wellness festival where you sit in a field drinking beetroot tea out of a jam jar. This one's actually gas. It's the Paddy Power Comedy Festival, back in the Ivy Gardens from July 24th to 27th.
It's basically 4 days of comedians giving their best stuff in Dublin's most fancy park. You've got Tommy Tiernan, Deirdre O'Kane, Jason Bourne, Emma Doran, and the young hot guys. But not us, because we're on Lion Comedians. And a load of other class acts. And there's always some lad in his shorts getting roasted for bringing his ma. Happens every year. Nothing wrong with it though. Bring your ma if you want.
But the festival's not just the shows. This year they've got Paddy's Patio, which sounds like a fake pub in a sitcom, but it's real. With games, prizes, bars, food, stalls, deadly atmosphere, the whole shebang.
And apparently they're promising full-blown Irish sunshine. Yeah, yeah, right. Probably like a bit of luck anyway.
So yeah, grab your mates, your waterproofs and your appetite for slagging. ppcomedyfestival.com is where the tickets are. They're going fast, so get them.
Over 18s only. Gamblingcare.ie. Please gamble responsibly.